Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Good on a Wednesday for you. So we had, like I said, a lot of news, a lot of stuff to digest, a lot of stuff to analyze. But what is the good of the day?
The good of the day. Tony, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes?
How do you measure the success a school can have after perhaps the biggest upset in NCAA tournament history?
Okay. In terms of finances, or what are, yeah. what are we talking about?
In terms of, you know, how much that one moment in time, that one shining moment, I should say, changes your school forever.
I got to think millions of dollars, maybe. I'm getting.
Yeah. So Fairleigh Dickinson, remember they had that huge upset over top-seeded Purdue.
That's right.
Well, it turns out that that success, that win, that one shining moment in time has earned them some renovations at their home arena, the Rothman Center.
Very nice.
So not only do they have a renovated locker room, a new court sporting a fresh logo, they also have the program's first team room so they can hold meetings.
Man, they really made out like bandits.
They didn't have a team room.
Wow.
Ever. Their team room, like where they went and watched film and broke down the game, they partitioned off a part of the communal shower for it.
Did the story give any, like, is it donations that people were I'm a Fairleigh Dickinson grad now. Here's $100,000. Or was it from the tournament? Or was it?
I think it's some money from the tournament, but I think, I think it's from.
Just people being proud of the school.
People being proud of the school and giving back and saying,
let me tell you, these guys
deserve this.
I hate saying this because I don't want to disrespect the NIT, but there was always that question, would you rather go to the NCAA tournament when potentially lose in the first round, or would you rather go and make it to the final four of the NIT? And the answer is always the NCAA tournament, even if you lose in the first round, because you may be a Fairleigh Dickinson and win, and then it pours into you. But even if you don't, you're on such a stage as a school that is just beyond words. I mean, to be on that stage, even if you lose in the first round, is nowhere near the stage of the NIT. The NIT is so far below it. It's crazy.
I mean, it's not even night and day.
It's not. Yeah, you're right.
I don't even know what it is.
And if you are one of the schools like UMBC or Fairleigh Dickinson, and you pull off one of these major upsets, if you do that, it is, you can't describe the energy and the enthusiasm that come to your program.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just historic, but I mean, we're going to be talking about it for years.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I mean, I remember when it happened. Still didn't know. Fairleigh Dickinson's in New Jersey, right?
Yep.
Okay. I remembered that from last year because I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, well, I don't even know where that school is.
Didn't we have the Fairleigh Dickinson coach on the Final Four party?
I think so. Yes.
He just changed jobs.
That's right. He did.
He had just changed jobs.
Iona, right?
Iona, yeah. Placed Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
I think he was at our Final Four party.
He did. He walked in at the tail end of our show, and then we were like, oh, just come on over. We got like three questions with him.
That's right. Yeah, he was.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so we spoke about how people, like, you make a move, you do something like that, and all of a sudden, everyone comes out of the woodwork.
Yeah, I mean, this simple little thing, they win a basketball game, could change the program forever.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, already it's paying dividends where, you know, it's like brand new locker room, renovated locker room, a renovated court. You know, it's like things that most, like Kentucky probably does every single season.
Yeah.
Because they it's like, man, whatever, we'll just put the money back in the court, put the money back in the locker room.
Yeah, Tobin Anderson was the guy's name.
There you go.
Look it up. I try to remember his name. But yeah, Tobin Anderson. So good for them. Good for Fairleigh Dickinson. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, what is the bad of the day?
I want you to follow me with this one, right?
All right.
Because this is a Bucks promotion.
Milwaukee Bucks. Okay.
Milwaukee Bucks promotion. You ready?
All right, yeah.
So whenever the Bucks score 95 points before the end of the third quarter.
Okay.
Which is not an easy feat.
Nope. Ask,
95 points before the end of the third quarter. Fans in attendance can go to a Quick Trip, which is a gas station / convenience store.
Yep.
They can go to a Quick Trip where they can use their Quick Trip rewards card to buy an 18, 24, or 30 pack of Michelob Ultra And then they will receive 30 cents off each gallon of gas.
Okay, so you can get a lot of beer and save money on gasoline.
But no. You have to buy the beer.
Right. Oh, no. Okay, you have to buy the beer, then you get 30 cents.
Yeah.
Off gas.
So if they score 95 points before the end of a third quarter after the game, they can use their rewards card to buy an 18, 24, or 30-pack of Michelob Ultra specific. You can't just go, you can't buy Coors. You got to buy Michelob Ultra.
Right.
And if you do so with using your...
With your
rewards card, you will receive 30 cents off each gallon of gas.
Okay. So how much... What kind of pack of Mich Ultra?
18, 24, or 30.
Okay. So you get Mich Ultra... So, but let's say you're not a beer drinker or you don't like Mich Ultra at all.
Right.
This doesn't work for you because you're spending money. You're not saving the gas.
Well, I mean,
it's not like I'll buy the beer and I'll save 30 cents on gas. Unless, I mean, I don't, I'm trying to figure out the mental price in my head. It's almost like not worth it.
Tony, I forgot. There's one more thing.
Right.
There aren't any Quick Trips in the city of Milwaukee.
Oh, my God. So how is this promotion even work?
The closest one, it's all in the suburbs. Okay. Quick Trips are only located in the suburbs. The closest one is 10 miles away from, was that Pfizer Forum? Where the
Pfizer
Milwaukee
Forum.
Bucks, Pfizer Forum. Yeah. Where the Milwaukee Bucks play. So the closest one is 10 miles away.
Okay. That's a good little clip. So that's not even like on my way home, I can stop at a
No. And I mean, and honestly, you know, when I looked at a map of it, it only looks like there's probably 8 to 10 in the entire Milwaukee area.
This is a little complicated. It's a little too complicated.
Yeah,
for
why can't
promotion.
You just say, hey, if we get 95 points before the end of the third quarter, you get 30 cents off gas?
Like, can you imagine just being the PA announcer at the forum having to read that? Hey, fans, once again, don't forget, if Milwaukee Bucks scored 94 points by the end of the third quarter, you and your guests can buy Mich Ultra and get 30% off, 30 cents off gas, but make sure your rewards card, and you must be living 10 miles outside of the city. Why am I reading this? Like, seriously.
Nailed it.
Way too complicated.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard enough to hit 95 points before the end of a third quarter. I mean, that's a lot of points.
Right? That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, look, we'll have this out and we'll get the word out that you're associated with this. You probably will have 10 people do this.
And listen, I know Milwaukee is beer country.
Right.
You know, we all remember Laverne and Shirley.
Sure. They worked at the bottling plant.
They worked at the bottling plant. You have a team named after beer.
Yeah. By the way, the 1982 World Series between Milwaukee and St. Louis was the Suds Series.
Yes, there you
go. Based on the beer of both cities.
But, yeah, this one, I was like, I had to keep rereading it over and over. Like, okay, well, let me try to figure this out one more time.
Complicated promo.
No,
man.
I mean, so you have to, like, even if you buy an 18-pack of Michelob Ultra, right, that's going to probably run you at least $15-16.
Right.
Now, is that worth the 30 cents off gas? Now, I love 30 cents off gas.
Sure.
The local grocery or the grocery store, it's a chain store that I go to, Kroger, they offer gas rewards when you buy stuff. And I'm like, you know, that's perfect because I'm buying this stuff anyways, you know, food and whatnot. That it gets me 30 cents off of, gets me like earn points or earn 10 cents to get off gas. And I remember I did it once. I got a whole dollar off.
Sure.
Take a gas. Like, this is fantastic.
I think we all can agree saving 30 cents is great. It's the buying of the beer, especially if you don't like that beer or you're not a beer drinker. That's not your thing. This is not a promo for you. And I'm thinking there's too many things. It's not like, hey, if the Milwaukee Bucks scored 15 points, if they score more than, say, 120, you can get a free taco at a taco place, right? A Taco Bell or Del Taco or whatever. That's simple. They do this, you get X. They accomplish X, you get Y. Very simple trade-off.
Taco Bell for years, right?
Too complicated.
Taco Bell for years with the World Series. Steal a base, steal a taco.
Right, exactly. This is done deal. There's too many layers of this. There's not enough around town. I don't even want to drink the beer. I don't need the beer. I don't like the beer. Whatever it is, whatever reason you have for not buying the beer, to save 30 cents off gas, it's too complex.
Yeah. And you may not, even if you like beer, Michelob Ultra may not be yours.
Yeah. And I just don't think people at the arena. Let's say the Milwaukee Bucks in the final 30 seconds have 93 points. I don't think people in the arena are going to lose it if Giannis has a turnaround jumper to give him 95 and they go, yay, I can now go buy beer 10 miles outside the city and save 30 cents on gas. Like, I don't think you're going to get that same reaction as if you just simply gave people meat in a taco shell, they would lose their mind.
Exactly.
If you just put cheap ground beef in a taco shell and said, now you get this free taco, they would lose their mind and they'd be happy.
What was it, a Bull Durham? Hit the bull, win a steak?
Hit the bull, win a steak. Exactly. So, like, simple. All right, we will continue with the dumb of the day as we roll along this morning. And we'll get more into the World Series and, of course, the Raiders now with another head coach, another interim head coach of all things. We continue. It's Wake Up Call.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we are rolling along this morning. Good Wednesday to you. Good, the bad, and the dumb continuing. But before we do that, I'll talk to you about Capsiva. You've probably tried some pain relief creams that barely work, if at all. Are you ready for something completely different? Because I found it. It's called Capsiva. Capsiva is a scientific breakthrough in joint pain relief by capturing the medicinal power of capsaicin and eliminating the burn and the smell. It absorbs fast, has no odor, and it works. I've been using it on my shoulder. It's been fantastic. It's homeopathic. It's got natural active ingredients. And it has, this is great, a use-it-all 100% money-back guarantee. You can use the entire thing, and if you're not satisfied, send it back, get a full refund. Who does that? Capsiva has no known side effects and no known drug interactions, so it's safe to take with your other medications, unlike some of the other pain relief creams. Stop living in pain. Get Capsiva now. You can find it at Meijer, Kroger Pharmacy, and select CVS stores. Capsiva. All right, let's continue with the good, the bad, and the dumb, and let's get the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day. And I almost did the, the Milwaukee Bucks promotion is dumb, because I do think that's dumb.
It's complicated.
It's bad. And this next story is bad and dumb as well. The 2034 FIFA World Cup location has been decided, Tony.
So 11 years from now?
Yes.
Okay.
In 2034, it will be held in, you ready for it?
Yes.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, they did it again, didn't they?
Yes, and it's dumb that they're holding in Saudi Arabia, but once again, this proves that FIFA just might be the most corrupt organization in the game.
Yeah, they did it again. And you know what's going to happen? There'll be another story about how these stadiums are built with slave labor and all these people are dying.
Oh, of course.
And they're taking advantage of some poor country, shipping migrant workers in to build it, put them in squalor conditions. There'll be reporters out there, and the world will go, oh, how horrible, and nothing will happen.
But before we get to that, let's talk about how Saudi Arabia got the right for it anyways.
Sure.
Shall we? So it was, I don't want to say just before Qatar, because it was between Qatar and the U.S. to get it. And it was right after Qatar was given the selection of the World Cup bid. They decided to move this thing to a continent-based thing, right? So there's six continents that can host the World Cup, and it'll be rotating between those continents. So North America gets the next one. That's why in 2026, 2 years from now, it's going to be a USA, Mexico, and Canada. After that, 30-30 was given to the Europeans, and that is now it hasn't been confirmed yet, but that's going to be a joint effort between Spain, Portugal, and Morocco, even though Morocco's in Africa.
Okay.
Okay. But they're going to get
Is this a trend? Is this a thing that they want to see now?
This is something that they want to do. Okay. Just have like continents bidding instead of all these random places. Instead of us having like Qatar versus the U.S. or Tokyo competing against Germany type of thing. So the next up was supposed to be South America. And South America decided, since we're moving, they decided the South American bid said, instead of now that you guys are doing this, we'll withdraw our bid for 2030, because they were going to Chile was going to try to put a bid in, probably with Argentina to host the World Cup.
I hate to do this. I'm losing you, so I'm trying to figure out.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, I'm coming to it now. FIFA decided to award a 2036 2034 World Cup. They decided to give it back to Asia, even though it's not their turn. It was held behind closed doors. It was decided by six people, and that's that.
So they're giving it to Asia.
They're giving it to Asia.
In 2030.
2034.
And Saudi Arabia gets...
And Saudi Arabia gets the World Cup.
Part of Asia.
Because they're part of Asia.
Even in the Middle East.
Yeah. No okay. one else got a say in it. No one else got to vote in it.
So what other countries in Asia are getting it?
None.
So Asia is not Asia. It's Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Okay. So, again, there were so many moving parts to that.
Again.
So I just want to simplify it. They when the United States gets it, they don't really get it because Canada and Mexico are also getting it.
Correct.
Europe is getting, you mentioned Morocco and Portugal. They're not really getting it because it's going to be Spain, Portugal, and Morocco.
Correct.
So then there was going to be this thing where South America was like, we'll do it, but no, we'll withdraw. They're going to give it, hold on, to Asia. And then they went, but not really Asia, all of Saudi Arabia.
No. They were competing for the 2031. They were going to compete. South America was going to compete against Europe, right?
All right.
But because FIFA said, no, we're going to do this continent rotation thing, South America was next in line after 2030.
Okay, so So why even bid?
Right. I mean, now you're just going to have bidding with countries.
If they're saying we've got a rotation now of continents, why would a country go, well, we'd like to make our case. We'd like to, by the way, who can we bribe in this room? That's how it works.
That's how
Where
it
do
works.
We leave the suitcase? But if FIFA goes, no, you don't even have to leave the suitcases anymore because we're doing a rotation. And then somebody went, what do you mean they're not leaving suitcases? And, oh, we're sorry. You can leave the suitcases in the room. We misspoke.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's how Saudi Arabia and Asia were able to swoop in, even though
you know what?
It's
These are all jokes. You know what it is? I see these videos all the time, right? In Congress, right? Where they say such and such congressman takes down director of housing, or right? And it'll be a congressman going, or a congresswoman going, did you actually write this email? And she's like, I don't know, maybe. I have five of these. And she's tearing them apart. And then you go, wow, that's horrible. But nothing happens, right? They didn't lose their job. They didn't get fired. They weren't arrested. They weren't arrested for lying. Nothing happens. It's just a show.
Yeah.
It's just a big show for your constituents. This is exactly the same thing. No, there's no real bidding. There's no real actual competition. They know who they want. They get their money, and then nobody does anything about it. That's how it works. Everyone screamed to the high heavens about this Qatar thing. Everybody lost their mind. Everybody said, oh, my God, look at what they're doing. They're killing people building these stadiums. And Real Sports goes there. They go to the camp. They show that there's no running water and people have to poop in a bucket. And then everybody goes, no, this is horrible. Then the World Cup happens and Messi hits a goal that wins it. And everybody goes, wasn't this amazing? Wasn't this the greatest thing ever? Wasn't this phenomenal? And that's what's going to happen again and again and again, because that's the way it works. There is absolutely nobody is called out for this because nobody wants to call anybody out of this because the gravy train is awesome. That's how it works. And how do you stop it? You don't.
You don't. I mean, hey, they tried
you
to.
Don't.
Right? Was it like
they 12, tried to.
What was
they
it,
had a bunch of people in a Switzerland
six
office.
Years ago, right? 6 years ago, seven years ago.
Where did that go? Nowhere. How do I know?
Because
in 11 years, it's going to be in a country representing Asia.
From the Middle East.
From the Middle East. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing it helped out with was a lot of people lost their jobs.
Yeah, that's about it.
That was as far as it went. Yeah. We just replaced it with new people who will accept briefcases as well.
Oh, goodness.
So there we go.
All right.
So
well,
bark it on your
luckily, calendar. Luckily for me, I'll be an old man by then, and I probably won't even
one more
be
thing to add
around to notice it.
Right. One more thing to add, because it will become a talking point probably around 2032, 2033, and that'll be the fact that, you know what, hey, once again, we can't hold the tournament in the summertime. We're going to disrupt all those national leagues across the world because we got to hold it in November and December. Because it's going to be way too hot.
That's right.
In Saudi Arabia.
That's right. Of course. That's the way it's going to be.
Yep.
Crazy.
No air-conditioned fields like it was promised in Qatar.
No. It's going to be.
So now we'll be in Saudi Arabia.
All right, so that's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. Emory Hunt's going to join us in hour three to go over the non-existing trade deadline where nothing happened in the NFL yesterday that was any of significance. Oh, I'm sure if you're Chase Young and now you're on the 49ers, I'm sure that was awesome.
If you're a Niners fan.
Montez Sweat going to the Bears, I'm sure that wasn't as awesome, but what are you going to do? Losing team to losing team, I guess.
You and I talked about this before the show, and it was just, you know, one narrative that's been out there we've talked about this week is James Harden always seems to get his way.
Right.
Right. Another narrative I want to bring up is how do the Niners keep getting these weapons?
Yeah, now, because you know what it is? It's the ability to offer what the team wants and not being afraid to say yes.
Yeah.
When other GMs go, ooh, you want a sixth round pick in 2026? I can't pull the trigger on that one. Sorry.
Yeah,
That's what it is. The John Niners Lynch go, what do you want?
Care.
This, great, here you go.
John Lynch is just like, yeah, you want, what was it, a second rounder? You want my second rounder? Here you go, take it.
Exactly.
I'm done. I'm good. I got Chase Young. Now, you know, the jury's still out on Chase Young. Is he going to be a great player or not?
He never really emerged as an elite player.
But he might now.
He did get hurt, and he was coming back from being hurt, but he now might be with the right team.
You know, he's kind of like Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney was never a megastar.
Right.
He was good enough. And your defense was better when he was on it, but he never turned into Lawrence Taylor or anything like that.
Exactly.
You know
what
I mean? Like, he never became dominating force in the National
Football
League.
His greatest hit was against Michigan, right?
Against Michigan, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. But, yeah, Chase Young absolutely helped the 49ers' defense get even better, but he's not going to dominate. But pairing him up with Nick Bosa, that's opposite sides. That's fantastic. But, yeah, it's being able to go, what do you want? We'll give you what you want. Yeah, other GMs get scared, but we're not scared. So here you go.